Hey there, you guys. Jacqueline Jacks from AVA Live Radio. You're listening to the Daily Jack Social Blade. This is episode number 2 in our Getting Your Music Heard series. And on today's episode, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the number one way that you can get your music heard and you can build a fan base. I mean, credibility is everything, because that's really the one thing that's going to set you apart, aside from really great images and amazing content and, of course, spectacular music. But collaborations is my favorite way of getting heard. The reason why is because I use them all the time. I mean, I really have built such a great fan base just based on word of mouth. I mean, that's where most of my energy and my momentum has always come from, is people who do know and like and trust me recommending me. You know, I even get collaborations like paid ambassadorships from recommendations. And that has really been how I have made money and build my sourcing and build my reputation. Even artists that have been played on AVA Live Radio, they recommend so many other artists. So typically we even do music reviews for other artists that have been recommended in before we listen to the actual applications that come in every single day in the station. So you can see how collaborations really do make sense. So when you're trying to build a fan base, that of course is your number one move. I mean, setting up your social pages, that's important. Making sure the descriptions are good. Making sure the content is excellent. Making sure your opinions, your message, everything looks beautiful. Great website. All of that is, of course, got to happen. But once you have that, you have great music, you're out on Spotify, we're talking about getting your music heard at this point. So collaborations are the best things. Now, you might not think about a lot of collaborations that exist out there. Like, for instance, when you put your music on someone's network, if you're with a radio station, if you're going to put your music anywhere there's a network or an audience that's built, it's technically a collaboration, whether it be free or paid. Now, free collaborations obviously are going to be an exchange of value, so it's not actually free. It's like, hey, you're a dancer and my music is perfect for the dance you do, so I'm going to give it to you for free usage if you would mind just tagging me up when you use it. That kind of thing is an exchange of value. So yeah, it's free, but it's not really free because you've established the value. I'm going to give you this and you're going to give me that. That's a collaboration. And often you do that with artists too, people of equal or better fan bases than yours, or people that just have access to other people like you, and you can share your access with them. It's value for value. If that value exchange isn't there, like say you want to put your music on a radio station or a music curator's playlist that you are using their audience, you are accessing their audience, then you have to establish the value. And it's not just in the music, because there's so much music out there and lots of great creators. They have access to everything at their fingertips. And at the end of the day, they're going to go with the people who are attracting the biggest audience to them, because they have to make an income from what they're doing. So you have to put value behind what your efforts are. I suggest the best thing is experiencing different things. Like, who is it in your wheelhouse that has an audience that could share your music? Like, do you have already fans or people that could start talking about you for free because they like you and the value is there because they're a friend and they want to do you a favor and they want to help you out? That's where value exchange actually exists in these collaborations. The second level would be paid collabs, and that might be people that you can reach out to, me included, right? Where you trust them, you know they have an audience, you know that they have structure, you know that they can do a great job for you, and see what kind of value they would put on sharing your music with their and start to talk about you. Like, I do this all the time with ambassadorships. I have different companies come to me and say, hey, you use these products anyway, would you try them out and talk about them with your audience? We'll pay you to do it, or we'll like offer you value. We'll give you like a year of free product because you use this anyway, and we want to make sure that you have plenty of it, you know? So there is an exchange going on, and it makes it worth it to the person that you're gaining from. And you have to establish that, because in the expectation, you know, zone, there are so many people reaching out to people who have established an audience that the only way to set yourself apart and not seem like you're using them or just trying to get something for free or nothing is to either be a major contributor to their platform or donate or, you know, find some way to add value. Otherwise, you're basically just kind of being scammy. You know what I mean? And it's not nice. That's not a good way to act or to be received in the music industry. You always want to make sure that you cover your base. You start every relationship with fair wages, with fair usage, with fair offers, and not by asking for everything for free and expecting it. You'd never want to do that. I don't even do that with friends, to tell you the truth. I mean, like, if I have a music blogger that reviews music, I don't say, hey, will you review this for free for me? I always say, are you charging? Can I pay you for your time? Can I give you some free advertising? You know, whatever it is that I have of value that they could use and it could be useful to them, I know them well enough to be able to do that exchange. And that comes to my second point. When you're going to do a collab or you're looking to do a collab with everybody or anyone, make sure you know that person well enough to figure out what it is that they could find useful. I mean, a lot of times people will come at me and they'll be like, hey, listen to my music. Well, I get that like 250 times a day. So I don't really pay attention to it much anymore unless I already have worked with the person, I know them, or there's some reason why they've caught me at a time and said, this is really valuable. And, you know, we really need you to take a look at this. Maybe there's a reason behind it. And so that's gotten my attention. But you get the gist here, right? People that are offering a lot of value out there to you can't, they just don't have the time to be able to give that value to everyone. So you have to make yourself stand apart. I'm not just talking about monetization. I'm not just talking about offering them money or throwing money at them. You have to show them that you care about what they're doing. You care about their message. You believe in them and you believe in what they've built. That's really, really important to people because when you get up there at a certain level, you don't just, you know, drop the curtain for every person that gives you a compliment. You kind of want to know that the people that are asking for something from you actually do value what you do, and they know enough about it to know that you offer something that they need. And so therefore, yeah, you just have to be polite. Don't try to use people. It's not a good idea. All right. So those are basically collaborations, paid versus free collaborations. Of course, if you're going to collaborate with another artist, hopefully that artist has a similar fan base. Hopefully you guys are value for value, like you're going to be able to exchange and do a good job. Set up the parameters and just get those expectations up front because it makes a huge difference. You don't want to be surprised later when that person doesn't share or they're not happy with the collab or they've done it and don't feel like it's equal value and you're working as hard. You definitely want to think long term in all these relationships because if you're going to go that far to establish a relationship with anybody, you want to keep using them. I find that it's really important to have that like 8 week in type of experience where somebody doesn't just mention you once, but really is involved with you for about a month or two on a regular basis. I'm not talking about like they're talking about you every single day or anything, but just that you're in their wheelhouse and you're involved and you're being seen some way, somehow. Now, a lot of collaborations with, you know, like brands, they don't really work that way. So in other words, if a brand sends me something, they know I'm not going to talk about them every single day for 2 months because it's not possible. And it would be so expensive for that brand to have that kind of expectation, right? Because that would be like one point marketing. And it also doesn't work because my audience isn't going to want to hear about the same person every single day for 2 months. They're going to want a variety of people. So that leads me to music on radio stations. That is a great place to collab. You want to get your music on radio stations and music blogs and music curators and playlists where they're posting a lot of music that's similar to yours or that is new and exciting because they're going to have an audience that's open and receptive to receiving new music. They're going to want to discover you on that platform. It's an acceptable route, you know, it's open and it's honest and it's not like you pushing your music there. It's just somewhere where people go to discover music. music. So that's what AVA Live Radio has been able to provide. It's been able to provide a really great base, a network of people formed over 10 years of industry people, music blogs, curators, people that have done reviews for us, people who have given us advice and who have taken advice, and, you know, just a really wonderful group in the industry of positive people that are open and receptive to new music and helping new creators. That is what makes places like AVA Live Radio and a lot of these other music communities so wonderful, because they're open and receptive and have an audience for you. That's a great collaboration right there. Now, whether it be paid or not, listen, that's up to you. I mean, if you're a musician and you think that you're going to build your career for free, there's not a business out there that builds it for free. You always have to have value. So if you don't bring an audience and you're not able to leverage the power of Google search, like a million people aren't searching your name every single day, then you have to be willing to invest. You have to be willing to put your money where your mouth is. You know, say, look, I believe in what you're doing. I believe in your work, and I believe in your structure and your presence enough to pay you to help me build my career, because you have put in the time and the energy and the money, and you've built it yourself. So I appreciate that. And I am a business person. I understand business. And this is how much my budget is to advertise my music. That's where it comes down to in the music industry, where a lot of artists, they're just in this weird mindset where they think that they can scam off of, you know, other people's networks and gain so much for free just because they're making music. I know as a music creator myself, I would be embarrassed if I were to like assume that somebody would just want to advertise my business for free. And I think it's kind of like not very nice and not fair of me to ask them to do it. So I just don't. I always, always, always exchange value. To me, it's like, here's what I can bring to the table. Here's what you can gain from me. And I'm willing to pay you for your time. I just think it's fair. You know what I mean? Because this isn't slave labor anyways. It's just an industry and a business. But, you know, at the same time, it's so nice to be in the music business. It's so much fun because you get to just associate and hang out with producers and creators and people that are so great and in a positive way building such great businesses around what they do, which is just create, you know, and that's a fun thing. It's good energy. And they do it for the right reasons. That's really, really important to me. You know, I found that in today's day and age, addressing the do it for the right reasons is really important, because we're not in a place anymore where people who don't have credibility, people who don't get search results, and people who aren't known are going to be able to bring the right kind of value to a business in order to, you know, gain from that business and what they built. So what it comes down to is, like, there used to be this way that you could run ads against Google search listings. That doesn't work anymore because people don't pay attention to the ads. So now a lot of these structures, like for musicians and their credibility, influencers who have built influence on social media, all of that has to be monetized by the people who want access to it. So now as a music creator, you've got to think in terms of existing on social media in a space where people have built these networks. And if you want access to their network, you have to make sure that you allot a budget for it, just like you allot a budget to work with a great producer, right? You want to work with this person, you find their value. So you're going to pay them. Same thing goes with advertising. If you want great advertising, get on board with some of these amazing creators and these, you know, influencers out there on social media, radio stations, blogs, music curators, podcasts, people who really have built a network and are taking this advertising money in, and they're using it to attract more listeners. That's something that AVA Live Radio does. Our sponsors and the people who really care about what we're doing, they actually help us to buy advertising so that we can keep these numbers flowing, because new music is amazing, but honestly, it does not already come with a fan base. We have to find that fan base, and we have to tell people why they need to listen to it, because the artists in the beginning stages, they just aren't being searched. our job is to get your music in front of people and make you more credible and get your brand name to be something that is suggestive and something that makes sense to people. Otherwise, every single podcast and every single station would only be talking about things that draw attention. They would be talking about things that are highly searched and things that everybody can leverage, you know, to be able to do it for a living. That's the only way. I mean, think about it, right? It can't exist any other way anymore. So when it comes to collabs, definitely get them in line. Appreciate the ones that you can get for free because you have equal credibility. Try and put yourself in a really good situation where you are offering value. And the ones that you want to gain the most from, decide that you love their network. Get on board, comment on their stuff, really engage with them over time. Don't just go in for the ask right away. And then find out what is a fair price that they need to collect in order to advertise you and start getting your music out there. That's the best way to do it. And you know what? It's honest, it's a fair value, and it's a way to build really great relationships with not only the press, but also people in the industry who do have clout and credibility. Hope you guys liked this little chat on collaborations. I'm going to be doing more on this series of getting your music heard on AVA Live Radio, both the podcast and on our YouTube channel. If you want to win a free session with me this month, I am doing that for one of our lucky listeners. All you have to do is go to the YouTube video, leave a comment below letting us know what is your biggest hurdle. And maybe that is a problem that I want to solve this month. You might get selected, but be sure to share everything too and tag us up at AVA Live Radio and Jacqueline Jacks, wherever you are on social media, so we can see you, get to know what you're up to, and also hopefully pick you to win that session. All right, guys, have a great day. I'll be back again tomorrow. And don't forget, if you're listening to the podcast, I've got great new music coming up for you next with Jacqueline Jacks on AVA Live Radio. Have a great one. Don't forget to share it with a friend. Written by lead guitarist Eric Feinling when he was just 14 years old. It was inspired by the song Dance the Night Away by Van Halen. The song talks about working your way to the top to be successful through references like climbing up walls and digging up holes. This is Disrepair by High Street out of Los Angeles, California. And part of the Shut Me Out EP band released in 2019 on Spotify. Yeah.
High tops and rooftops all look the same.
Give a listen to Ziggy the Vintage Man. He has a new single out and it's absolutely charming. From Where I Need to Be is the name of the single. It's on Spotify. He also has a music video out. This is a love letter written from a musician on the road to his family back home. He has had a very rocky relationship with his family, but wants just to come back home and work it out. That's Ziggy the Vintage Man from Where I Need to Be.
Me once, you told me twice. Third time wasn't quite so nice.
Well, I grew tired of talking to my baby, and it drove us crazy.
Emily Gamboni has a new EP called Treading Waters out. That is the song Cold that we are featuring this week on AVA Live Radio. She's got a beautiful, unique voice, and she is influenced by people like Stevie Nicks and Amy Winehouse. She's out of Kent, Ohio. I hope you guys enjoy the song. Cold is a song about breakups and that empty feeling that happens when the breakup first occurs. Oh, we've all been there. Emily, thanks for bringing us a beautiful song. We love Cold. Available now on Spotify.
Just stay by. Well, I guess I'll chalk it up to a miscommunication. You really try my patience by twisting up all my words so you could hear what you want me to say. But I'm sorry, love, it doesn't work that way. Oh, and yes, the nights are cold, but there's a fire burning deep within my soul. Oh, just know that I can tame it. I'm not glad that you're on my mind all the time.
Oh, we got a problem here? We got a problem here. We got a problem, nigga.
What up with this?
Gun away, nigga.
Can we have one night where there ain't no fight, nobody get shot?
They don't want problems. Problems. They don't want problems. Problems. They don't want problems.
The zone, just up the plug, and we talk clones, no phones, cause they tapping our lines, no thoughts, they tapping our minds, fast forward, no rewind, now you're going back in time, music been the grind, now I'm taking what's mine, cutting in line.
In a world where almost every rapper is talking about guns, violence, and drugs, this West Coast hip-hop artist, Mac17, is breaking stereotypes. He's not only that, but he's breaking his own records, gathering 10,000 streams in just 10 days. I can't wait to see what's ahead. I know it's going to be big. We'll be looking for lots more, as this artist will no doubt become one of our top hip-hop artists here at AVA Live Radio. His flow is addicting, telling a tale that speaks to today's generation of hip-hop listeners, as well as bringing in a listener that typically is not a hip-hop fan. I think it's going to speak to a lot of people in 2020. So keep your eye on this track. It's called Problems by Mac17. Go get it on Spotify.
Way to go. They don't want problems. Problem. There's only one thing I know. They don't want problems. Problem. That's one thing I know for sure. They don't want problems.
They really won't, but they act like they do. Who the hell are you? Besides another mini me, we've been in the game, making our names known, getting our music out, building our clout, blessing the stage, letting our rage turn into page for the next generation. While the suckers keep hating, that's what they're doing, so we let them. We in motion, moving, gotta keep grooving, steadily stacking our man of action. Satisfaction is guaranteed. I lead with the left, better watch your step. I creep low, deliver the final blow. You ain't low, train to be the best. The cornerstone, the builders rejected, rise up of hatred. They gather in sections, trying to dissect the weakest link. In the blink of an eye, either one of us can die, so I ride every day like it's my last. Never live in the past, we in the presence. When you in my presence, better check yourself like you check your wealth. You really don't want no problems. There's only one way to solve them, till your best bet is to resolve them before things get out of hand. You're sinking in sand for the choices you made and the games that you play. Better keep both eyes on the road, we in our own lane. All original, powerful individuals making waves over ripples wherever we go. We gon' keep on keeping it real, and that's for sure. There's only one thing that I know, blow for blow.
They don't want problems.
There's only one way to go. They don't want.
There's only one way to go. They don't want.
There's only one thing I know. They don't want.
There's one thing I know for sure. They don't want.
Nuclear Holocaust over here, fool.
Let's go, let's go, fool. Come on.
Fool, we'll be Hiroshima and Nigasaki.
Fool, let's go.